Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Taxi Into Position. I want to welcome everyone to Professional Women Entrepreneurs Empowerment Radio. This is your host, Dr. Ramona Holly Major, a.k.a. the co-pilot, joining you this evening. Thank you for tuning in for Taxi Into Position radio show this evening. You have just been given your boarding pass, so let's get ready for takeoff. We have a couple highlight opportunities before we jump in with our special guest this evening that I'm excited to share with you. Just some opportunities in terms of PWE Network. Be sure to check out our Facebook page if you haven't done so. You can search PWE Empowerment Radio in the search engine and like our page for all the latest show information and updates on PWE projects. And I also want to share with you, I am excited about the launch of my new ebook, which will be released next week. My leadership ebook is Taxi Into Position, 5 Principles Every Millennial Should Know Before Taking on a Leadership Role. The book will be available on Amazon and on my website at www.drhollymajor.com on Monday next week. Taxi Into Position is a book for emerging leaders and high potentials. It is designed to put you on the runway, ready for takeoff. It's about being ready for the opportunity when it comes. Planning when you graduate from college for that CEO position. You may not be that CEO tomorrow, but you will be ready for it when it comes. We are ready to move this into a leadership role. Make sure you have what it takes by creating a purposeful leadership brand for yourself. In the meantime, you will learn how to ready yourself to take the steps to get there by visualizing and preparing for the leadership role you want. You will learn how to soar to success in the workplace and be ready for takeoff. So again, keep an eye out for information on my new leadership ebook, Taxi Into Position, 5 Principles Every Millennial Should Know Before Taking on a Leadership Role. So I am excited about sharing that with you next week. Let's jump into our show today. We have our special guest speaker, my friend and colleague and mentor and sister in Christ, Letitia Nicole. She comes with an extensive bio with her education and professional and community experience. I want to share some highlights with you about her before I bring her on board. Letitia Nicole often says, "I am just a girl from Detroit, Michigan, who had dreams of success. In 1992, she moved to North Carolina with $15, 4 outfits, and a dream." We've all been there, so it's just a matter of how we move forward with that. She's going to share some of that with you this evening. The thought of being what others said she would become gave her the perseverance to gain admittance to Livingston College in Salisbury, North Carolina. Her passion for helping people led her to transfer to Winston-Salem State University, where she graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing with honors. Letitia Nicole furthered her education by receiving a Master's of Business Administration from the University of Phoenix in Phoenix, Arizona. The two combined degrees allowed her to become an executive director in the long-term care healthcare industry, thus accentuating her desire and passion for helping others. She credits her success to God, her mother, grandmother, and a loving family who instilled strong morals, values, and work ethics. The term entrepreneur doesn't begin to describe who she is. She is a giver. Her strong desire to empower, promote self-awareness and self-esteem throughout the community led her to create the nonprofit organization Professional Divas, Inc. to exemplify her passion for giving, the vision God gave her to feed 1,000 people during 2013 Thanksgiving season was exceeded above and beyond when 2,500 people were fed nationwide. That is awesome to touch that many lives. Her public speaking platform, Letitia Nicole Speak Life, which has spoken life over my life many times, has allowed her to motivate others by simply speaking life into the dead areas that cause people to feel broken and angry. Petitioner Nicole says, my foundation is based on the word of God, and it has been my strength to move forward, continuing to speak life to as many people that will listen. And when I decided to focus on women for the month of March, and in particular, women entrepreneurs, Petitioner Nicole was one of the first people that came to mind in terms of who would be an awesome woman to be able to bring to you to share her success and what she's done. So I am excited and honored to welcome Letitia Nicole to Taxi Into Position radio show this evening. Welcome, Tisha.
Thank you so much, and I'm excited to be here, and thank you for having me.
So I definitely wanted you to be able to share some of your expertise with us, some of the steps that you needed to get to your destination in terms of soaring to your success in the workplace, and sharing with us today entrepreneurial leadership and how you're achieving your success today, because I've seen your platform grow so much in the last year plus that I've had an opportunity to work with you.
Oh, praise God. Yes. You know, the first thing I'm going to give honor to God, which is ahead of my life. I know that sounds very cliche-ish, but one thing I will say, what has helped me along the way is just by being myself. I always feel being you equal being authentic. So by being myself and sharing my story with women and men and children and people that are able to connect, that's how I gain, which in the business world we would say our tribe. But in Christ, I say my generation. So what you're watching is the generations that are assigned to me. That's the people that listen to me and that can grow and learn. So I thank you for acknowledging that, because it's nothing but God that has given me the generations to speak to. So I thank you for acknowledging that. And I do speak on four areas. I don't know if you want me to just keep going, because you know I can. With the four areas that I speak to people of awareness is health, finances, and relationships and career. And I believe that every business woman, I know that's your focus this month, business woman should know how to be themselves and learn how to grow in health, finances, and relationships and career. So that's what I do. I speak life to those areas. So I thank you for having me here so I can do that.
Thank you. And we're going to let you share those four areas and what you've done. And you've kind of touched a little bit on it, but in terms of what has been the secret to your success and has been helpful for you as you have kind of rose through the ranks, be it, you know, you've had a successful corporate career and now as an entrepreneur, what's been the secret to that success? And I think you've alluded a little bit to that in your earlier comments.
Yes. I have really paid attention to relationships. Speaking life to relationships, we must have positive people around us. We must have positive people around us. And when we keep healthy relationships, we grow and we learn from one another. So that's one of the key areas that I keep around me is good people that produce good fruit. So I make sure that, like when you and I met, your fruit is good. We going to always help each other, talk to each other, speak life into one another. And that's how you create business relationships. That's how you get the next speaking engagement. And then when people know that you can be trusted and the words that you're saying are true, they're watching your life. I mean, when I look at Facebook and I look at social media, that's just not enough for me. I want to, you know, get into the person's soul. I want to know, are they the words that they speak? And so that's what I notice about women. If they're the words that they speak, that's the people that I normally, they're my sisters for the rest of my life. So that's one of the areas that helped me.
And let me speak about relationships, because one night I was driving home. It was probably about 11 o'clock at night at least, and I was tired and I was weary and I was just holding on the that last 45 minutes to get home. And I saw Letitia was up on doing on Facebook and doing some work, and I called her and she talked to me on the phone to get me through that last half hour to get home. That's about relationships. That's
yes.
about relationships, that I got home safely that night because she was willing to stay on that phone in the wee hours of the night to keep me company to get home. So that's relationships, and that's the type of relationships that you give. So definitely. So definitely. So in terms of your success, and I know God is so you know, key to our success and our belief and our faith in ourselves. But in terms of, can you name a person or someone who has had a tremendous impact on you as a leader, maybe someone who has been a mentor to you, and why and how this person impacted your life?
Okay. Actually, I'm gonna thank God for my grandmother and my mother for showing me how to be a strong woman and not give up and throw in a towel and get weary and worn. And right now, I have a pastor, and she's a woman. Her name is Pastor Rose Thomas, and she is also my mentor. And I thank God for her because the reason why she's my mentor is because she has unfailing love, meaning that you just don't throw people away. You pray for them. You love them, even if you have to love them from a distance. But you know that everybody, even if you're going through a bad time, they have a time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even if you're going
yeah.
through a bad time, your good time is coming. So when people see you, you know, when you're down and they talk about you when you're down and hurt you when you're down, trouble don't last always. You need somebody in your life that has unfailing love because everything comes in season and in due time. So I thank
yeah.
God for her because when I met her, I was in a time where it wasn't a happy time. And now she's in my life still where it's blessings are coming and they're raining. And I thank God for her because she's showing me what to do as these blessings come. Because, you know, if you're not ready, you got to get ready for these speaking engagements. You know, first you go to speaking to 10 people. Then you go maybe, let me go back. You go to speaking to maybe 3 people. Then to 5 people, then to 10 people, and then next thing you know, you're in a room with 100 people, and then 200, then the 500, you know, you to 500 people, and but you got to get
yeah.
ready to speak into them people. So I thank God for her for seeing something in me to say, you know what, where you're going, you need this leadership, and so she allows me to speak to our youth, and she allows me to speak to the women, and so I thank God for that. That's who's been my mentor, and she's been helping me along the way. Oh, and wait a minute. Let me not forget Lucinda and Lucinda Cross and also Darlene Brown and the Jay Stones and the LaShonda Hardys. And the, I mean, these women, they speak into your life, and they help you along the way. They see something in you. One thing I've been speaking, I had to speak life because I lived through death. You understand what I'm saying? So they saw that, but they understood, okay, well, now she needs that business side. And I had to be taught that. So I thank God for all of them women together speaking and teaching me. So there we go.
Yeah, and people have to realize this, one mentor isn't enough. One mentor in your life is not enough to help you in all the areas that we need. I mean, we need mentors in our life, in terms of our relationships, in terms of our finances, in terms of our business, in terms of our health and fitness. We need to surround ourselves, and it goes back to that. We talked last month about circle of influence, and you talked about, you know, the people that are around you, and these are, you know, mighty women that are mentoring to you and supporting each other so that all of you are able to grow as opposed to, you know, pulling each other down. It's about uplifting each other. So And most of the women you speak that I've been fortunate enough to interact or have relationships with as well. So I am excited, and Lucinda Cross is actually one of the women entrepreneurs we will be highlighting on the third Wednesday of the month. So yes, there's always people, and sometimes we are mentors and we don't realize how we are impacting lives when we make decisions and choices to do things to help and support and uplift people. So that is wonderful. And as you're talking about mentors and these people that have influenced your life, we talk about characteristics of that characteristic that you believe every leader should possess. And there's several characteristics that leaders should possess, but is there something that stands out to you, you know, just to kind of highlight a characteristic that you think, you know, to be successful and to achieve your goals as a leader, you need to have this characteristic?
I would say humility.
Mm.
Yeah. When we possess humility, we understand other people. We understand we don't cast people out. We don't throw them aside. You hear me say that a lot. Humility. Humility will make you understand empathy and sympathy, and you'll be able to speak to the things that people are going through. That's what when I have my mentees, when I'm doing my clients, or and they're speaking and they let me know where they're at. What qualified me is that I've been there. So you have to have a certain sense of humility to be able to help a person and say, you know what, I'm not gonna cast you to the side or say that you're dumb or say that you can't do this. You let them know, well, I'm a faith coach, so I let them know that they can do all things through Christ that gives them strength. Because if that wasn't the truth, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Yes, and so much of it is just belief in ourselves. So many of us have the power and the ability to do things, but we let fear and our own insecurities limit the things that we could do if we would just let it go and do it. So the humility is so wonderful, because people, there's so much untapped potential out there. Sometimes we have to believe in somebody for them to believe in themselves.
So absolutely.
That is awesome.
Absolutely.
And we know, you know, being a leader, you know, there's a lot of great things about it, and people mentoring us and people supporting us. But we also know as leaders there's challenges that we may face. So if you think about what might be one of the biggest challenges facing leaders today that, you know, our audience is, you know, emerging and new leaders and, you know, what is something that is really challenging our leaders today?
Now, I would say, and you know, everything starts with speaking life to me, but speaking life into your career, living a fulfilled life, understanding that you're not going to stay up all the time. So I would tell leaders to avoid doubt and fear. Know your needs from your wants. And write down your daily goals and believe in yourself. And that's going to get you through that time where, you know, the clients aren't calling or people aren't buying your product or, you know, the folks that pretty much kind of feel like when they don't get a whole bunch of likes on Facebook that they're not doing good. You have to believe in yourself. You have to avoid doubt and fear. You got to tell fear to kick bricks. You got to say, you know what, fear, my purpose has ultimate control to kill this fear. So what I'm going to do is keep flowing in purpose. I'm going to go through this pain on purpose. I'm going to go through this downtime on purpose. I'm going to love on purpose. You have to do everything for that purpose. And then you'll know that time is going to pass, and then your business is still going. You know, but you have to avoid doubt and fear. I'm going to give this to you again. Know your needs and your wants and write down your daily goals. And most of all, you have to believe in yourself. So that's what I would tell the career woman. Yeah.
Yes, because you're going to experience it as a leader, as an entrepreneur. There's going to be those lulls, and you need to be able to get yourself through it. And you know, I've been a fan since I started following you and reading your book. And, you know, when I get in those lulls, I say, okay, you got to speak some life over. You got to get out of that rut. You got to start speaking. And, I mean, sometimes I have to be very conscious and very deliberate about doing it, even when I don't want to do it, even when I'm like, woe is me, I want to have a pity party. I think I have to say, okay, now I'm like, Leticia is speaking, you're sitting on my shoulder.
Say, that's right.
You know, you're going the wrong way. You got to start speaking life, and just to get through that mind shift, to get a mind shift so I can just exhale, go to bed and start a new day. So sometimes
you know, I have something to say to that. You know, I got something to say to that, what you just said.
Yeah.
Because when we're feeling like that, we have to live a life full of love and joy. And in order to do that, you have to, one, watch out for strife. Number two, you got to live righteously and genuine. You know, when we're genuine, we attract genuine people. And then you have to fight with your faith. So that's what you're doing. When you're talking to yourself, you're fighting with your faith. You're like, devil, honey, No, I'm not sad. I'm happy. No, I'm not broke. I'm rich. You know, you're staying prayed up. You're speaking things into existence. So that's what I hear you saying. That's why that book is so important. Them 100 days of daily devotion to speaking life, and it's real because we all go through something. We got to build an attitude of faith and expectation. So that's, I'm excited about what you just said. Now, you know, you know I get hyped up, so let me calm down.
I know you get hyped. I know. I like your energy. You can see energy. I get off the phone and be all hyped up.
Good God, I had to open up my coat.
It's great. You know, it's such a great platform, and you know, when I started reading your book, Speak Life, in terms of with how you started the book and what your intent was to be for the book, and you can take a minute and share that, and how in that process you did that whole mind shift, and how you are allowing other people to do that same thing. Having read your story and seeing how you were, I'm like, if she can do that, come on now, Ramona. You got to make that mind shift too. So, you know, I think about the story and how you shifted that and what your intent was, and how God kind of spoke to you and you just kind of turned it around and made it for good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, well, how Speaking Life came about, the book. It was a time where I didn't feel like living. So I was going through, I was remembering things that happened to me as a child, which was abuse, molestation, rejection. And I couldn't understand why was I so sad, and why was I, to tell the truth, ashamed of the devil, so mean at times. Why was I always fighting against myself and fighting against others? And God allowed me to see what happened to me, because I had forgot, I totally forgot, and it put me in a state of depression to where I had to speak life to myself just to get out of bed and to wash my tail and to leave the house. So I'm just like, wow, okay, it was simple words that I am happy, I am pretty, I am, you know, just, I have strength. I have joy. I mean, it was those things. And I would look in the mirror and look at myself, and I would tell myself, God can see through your fashion fair, Bobby Brown and Mac, sweetie. You need to get happy for real. I mean, I was talking to myself, and I noticed that my walk started changing, my attitude started changing. I started speaking life into the atmosphere, and it was not returning into me void. So I noticed it was working, so I started doing it every day. I started saying, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I have joy, unspeakable joy. And then I found out what joy was. I found out the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I give the enemy my joy, I lose my strength. So when I found that out, Ramona, then I understood why I was feeling so weak. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold up. I didn't gave this joker my joy, so let me fight to keep my joy. So, though, you know, that was real simple things in the beginning. So then I was fighting to keep my peace. So I used to say I have peace that passes all understanding. So people didn't understand even at the time when I was going through the things that I was going through. They were looking at me, and they were expecting me to break. But, sweetie, I might bend, but I don't break. And I showed them that God is good all the time, no matter where you are. So that's where I was. I was feeling like I didn't want to live, but God said the devil is a liar. You will live and not die. So those were the words that I was speaking into the atmosphere, and then I start writing them. I start writing them, and I had people repeating after me, and I'm telling you, the enemy was mad. But then when I noticed that my walk changing, my life was changing, my finances was changing, my kids was changing, and when they was acting up, my husband was changing. You know, everything started lining up with the word of God, and I said, good God Almighty, I done found out how to fight with my shield, my helmet, my belt, my shoes, and my sword. And so those are the things that I practice daily. I don't let it go. I do it daily because you know this, a new day, you're going to get new stuff that's coming at you. So I understand now that God, every day I got a new strength, a new mercy, and a new grace. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you because I can do all things through you. So I said, bring it. And I just speak to it. Look, I just got happy up in here. See, Ramona.
Going to start shouting in a minute. So I think we have a couple minutes for my last question. I just, in terms of, you know, what you are doing to ensure that you continue to grow and develop as a leader, because I think it's important for people to realize that you never arrive. You never arrive. You always are striving and looking to do that next thing. And, you know, so what are you doing to continue that growth and that you continue to impact lives and your platform continues to grow and impact the community and individuals?
What am I doing? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what are you doing to ensure you continue to grow and develop as a leader?
Amen. I'm every day I'm learning. Every day I'm reading. If the only thing you're reading is Facebook, you ain't learning nothing. Every day I'm reading and I'm learning and I'm making sure my surroundings are with people that are going the same place I'm going and believe what I believe. And that's what I'm making sure. I'm staying grounded. I stay humble. And that's what I mean by humility. I understand what other business owners are going through. So I just stay grounded, and that allows me that when it's my assignment to speak life. So when I'm called to schools and I'm called to colleges or whether it's church, I can speak life anywhere. I can speak life. I can speak life to love. I can speak life anywhere. So that's what keeps me going, knowing that I can speak life at my job. You know, so that's what I do. I speak life to anybody that will listen. Are you there?
Yes, and I thank you for speaking that life because it's something that has impacted my life, and I see the impact that it is making as you continue to grow your platform and impact more and more people. I know our show is coming to an end. I want to thank you so much, Letitia Nicole, for joining us this evening. You have shared some valuable information. It's always great to see the success, to see a woman and today, you know, doing her thing and being authentic and true to herself and seeing the success in that process. Not only in corporate America, but as an entrepreneur, and the things that you are doing in your community are powerful too, and how you continue to make a difference in the lives of others. So I want to thank you again for being a part of the show today. I know we'll continue to work together. I just, And for this month, for March, we are highlighting women for Women's History Month and entrepreneurs. Our special guest for March 18th will be Lucinda Cross. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. I look forward to you joining me in 2 weeks. In the meantime, be sure to tune in to hear Sade Speaks with host Sade Dennis speaking at 11 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow and our other fabulous PWE radio shows.